On most days, our vessel would tie up to the king's boat, and Henemet, Buiku, and I would climb aboard for discussions on matters of policy. Of course, I had nothing to offer in this regard, except for the rare question on precedence, since I was the one most familiar with the Holy Scrolls from Anhotep to the present. "And what would the purpose of this new tax law be?" Kaa asked during one of these conversations.
"It would make the businessman happy," Henemet replied.
"Well, that's obvious," Kaa laughed. "They would love for us to cut their taxes, but why should we do so and hurt our treasury?"
Buiku leaned forward toward Kaa.
"It is thus, my king. Since unification, trade has increased immeasurably within Kem and with our neighbors. New caravan routes have been established both north and south. Temples have proliferated, and towns have grown around them. The people have more confidence and are having more children, so that there is a steadily increasing need for even more goods. Since Meretneith's rule, our ability to produce and store grain has increased greatly, so that the Rehi no longer fear famines as much. Our medical Horus priests continue to improve the health of our people, so they are more confident of living well."
"And just what does this have to do with taxes?" Kaa asked, drumming his fingertips on the arms of his chair.
"What it means is that if we were to lower the taxes, it would stimulate even more trade, and with that expansion of the treasury would gain as much money or even more, despite the lower tax rate."
Buiku saw the skeptical look on Kaa's face.
"Let us say, for example, that we exact a tax of 1 urn of beer for every 10 that is produced. That would mean that for every 10 urns, the treasury gets 1 urn, to distribute to the priests and priestesses and the royal family. Let's assume that we lower the tax rate to 1 urn for every 12 urns sold. That would please the breweries, for they have now increased their profit. They could afford to hire more workers to make more beer, to meet the needs of our expanding population, as well as the demands of our neighbors. The royal treasury, in turn, is happy, because the increased production means more goods for the king to either distribute or sell. In the end, all are happy."
Buiku sat back, a smile on his face.
"And you agree with this analysis?" Kaa asked of Henemet.
"I do, my king. It is something long past due."
"If it is long past due, then I assumed you tried to get my father to do so and he refused. Why is that?" Henemet did not answer immediately. Kaa leaned forward, waiting.
I, too, was eager to hear Henemet's response. I am not sure of his reasons. Perhaps he was too busy with other matters to give it proper consideration. Perhaps his illness diverted his attention."
"And you, Mercha, what do you think of this tax idea?"
I could instantly feel Henemet's and Buiku's stares penetrate me, and I silently thanked Horus for the cool breeze that blew across the ship. "I do not pretend to understand taxes and trade, Kaa. Yet I will tell you this, for it is written in the holy scrolls of Anhotep. When King Narmer, may his name be blessed, conquered Lower Kem, he increased the taxes on commerce from the Delta to make them consistent with those of Upper Kem. This brought much unhappiness to the merchants of Lower Kem. That helped to foment rebellion in the Delta throughout his reign, even though those taxes went to improve their roads and build temples and other structures that benefited them."
"I see," Kaa said.
"Our system of taxes is something that makes us different from the kingdoms and nations that surround us," I continued.
"How so?"
"In other lands, the people are forced to pay tribute to their rulers. That money benefits only the king and his family. In Kem, we collect taxes. Yes, the royal family benefits, but so does the lowest Rehi. We use your treasury to build temples for them to pray in, to build roads to make travel easier, to construct granaries and fill them with grain. All people in Kem benefit greatly."
Kaa leaned back in his chair, his hands clasped under his chin. "Yes, I can see that this would be true. I can now see the wisdom in your suggestion," he said, looking at Henemet and Buiku.